Blackstone Audio presents First into Nagasaki, the censored eyewitness dispatches on post-atomic Japan and its prisoners of war, by George Weller, 1907 to 2002, edited and with an essay by Anthony Weller, foreword by Walter Cronkite. Foreword. This is an important book, important and gripping. For the first time in print, we can read the details of the nuclear bombardment of Nagasaki, Japan, as it was written by the first American reporter on the terrible scene. George Weller's dispatches from Nagasaki, just 4 weeks after the bombing, were censored and destroyed by General MacArthur. Weller salvaged his carbon copy, but in his subsequent travels to many corners of our troubled globe, the copy disappeared. His son, an honored writer in his own right, has only recently uncovered it, and this book is the result. George Weller was not only one of our best war correspondents, but he had that quality that imbued his copy with lasting importance. He wrote in the present tense, but always with the recognition that he was writing the history of his time. Many major honors, including the Pulitzer Prize, attested to this quality. Although not in Weller's original report, this book by his son underlines the important historical note regarding General MacArthur's total censorship of all dispatches from Nagasaki. We can only speculate as to his motive in imposing this total blackout to keep the United States and the rest of the world ignorant of the horrors of nuclear war. With those bombings, first of Hiroshima and then, in short order, Nagasaki, the Japanese sued for peace and the war was over. Why then such rigid total censorship?